It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. People in Denver honored George Floyd with a candlelight vigil last night.
Sing a song full of the hope that the presence has.
Hundreds gathered at Civic Center Park for an event that included meditation, song, scripture, and a call to political action. Denver School Board member Tay Anderson told the crowd that marching and mourning is not enough and urged people to vote.
If you want to see something change, if you want to be somebody, you want to go somewhere, you got to wake up and pay attention or support those who are doing the work. We are out here putting our necks on the line as black elected officials time and time again, and y'all ain't showing up for us.
The vigil ended with nearly 9 minutes of silence for the length of time a police officer kneeled on George Floyd's neck. Mesa County libraries reopened this week after being closed nearly 2 months because of COVID-19. Spokesman Bob Kretschmann says he's talked to patrons who are relieved to be back in the library, including those who don't have access to computers anywhere else.
We've had a lot of people come in who have been essentially offline during this whole closure, and they're very thankful to have their electronic pipeline to the world available again.
Kretschmann says the libraries have removed much of their furniture to promote social distancing, and they're asking guests to wear face coverings. Schools in Westminster plan to reopen in the fall for full 5-day in-person school weeks. Officials say they will be taking health precautions, and they say they know it may bring some new COVID-19 cases. The board says remote learning isn't good enough for students. They say teachers aren't equipped for online teaching and that too many students don't have access to the internet. Colorado weather is sunny today and getting warmer over the next few days. It's going to be in the 80s around Denver, 70s in Colorado Springs, and 60s in Vail today. This is CPR News.